You're listening to the free edition of the Start Teaching Guitar Podcast, episode 46.
Coming to you from Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Pikes Peak. This is the Start Teaching Guitar Podcast, a bi-weekly show dedicated to help you do music full-time and escape your day job through building a successful business teaching guitar. And here's your host, musician, guitar teacher, and small business coach, Donnie Scheck-Snyder.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Start Teaching Guitar Podcast. I'm your host, Donnie Scheck-Snyder, and I'm here to help you do music full-time and escape your day job through building a successful business teaching guitar lessons. Today's topic is 7 ways you can succeed as a guitar teacher in the new year. The new year is already here, my friends, and it's the perfect time to reevaluate your teaching business and focus on a few areas that can bring you some strategic growth. In this episode, I'm going to give you 7 specific areas you can focus on to grow your teaching business and be more successful in the coming new year. These are some of the best ways to get big results with the least amount of effort and expense. Even if you only take a couple of these suggestions and implement them over the next 12 months, you will see more success as a guitar teacher. Today's episode is brought to you by Group Guitar Launch Formula. Are you ready to take your teaching business to a whole new level? Ready to remove all the limits to how big you can grow your teaching business and how much money you can earn teaching guitar? Group Guitar Launch Formula is a 5-module online video training course that removes all the guesswork from teaching your students in groups and gives you a step-by-step plan of attack that can help you get the results that you've been looking for. No more working yourself to death and never getting ahead with your teaching business. There is a better way, and GGLF will teach you how. But this course covers a whole lot more than just teaching in groups. It's actually a complete system that trains you in the biggest area most guitar teachers are weak in, and that's marketing. Even if you've never done marketing before in your whole life, that means even if you don't know a benefit from an objection, Group Guitar Launch Formula will teach you the foundations of marketing you need to start being successful. But don't just take my word for it. Hear what some previous Group Guitar Launch Formula owners had to say about the training course. This is Chad Orr from Jefferson City, Tennessee. He said, "Group Guitar Launch Formula has been the best course I've ever taken part in. I have signed up for or received different courses throughout my life, although this is the first dealing with guitar teaching, and I am amazed at the value you have given with your course. I'm just so thankful for stumbling onto your website. You personally have changed my life, and I just want to say thank you." From across the pond, here's Paul Andrews from Ashford, Kent in England. He said, "Using the methods outlined in this course, I went from teaching 5 hours an evening to 2 and getting paid more money. Donnie's techniques are inspirational, motivational, and pioneering, and if followed correctly, will propel your business forward. This course is suitable for anyone who wants to make more money and work less hours, so I guess that's everyone." And then here's Austin Jones from Pasadena, Texas. He says, "If you only recruited a few students and took away 5% of what Group Guitar Launch Formula offers, then the course would pay for itself in a month. There is no other method specifically designed with the guitar teacher in mind to build a business like this. It's the perfect opportunity for the musician who is not utilizing his skills and passions to turn what he or she loves into a very nice income. If you're ready to launch your guitar teaching business into the stratosphere, point your web browser to groupguitarlaunchformula.com to find out more about the course and when it will be available again. I only open up GGLF a few times a year, so you need to act fast if you don't want to miss out. Go to groupguitarlaunchformula.com right now before it's too late." Now let's jump right into today's topic, 7 ways you can succeed as a guitar teacher in the new year. Okay, everybody. Well, 2013 is already upon us, depending on what time you're listening to this. I'm actually recording it right after Christmas at the end of 2012. But the new year is here. That means another year is in the can and a brand new one is just ahead of us. And for me, probably for some of you too, the new year really is a special time. It's a chance to recalibrate your business and even to kind of recalibrate your life so that you can do better than you've done the previous year. It's kind of a time for reflection and just resetting things. And it's a time to set New Year's resolutions too and kind of cast a vision for where you want to go. So one of the cool things about making your living teaching guitar lessons is that you can always make positive changes, you know, what some people might call mid-course corrections. You can make those anytime you need to help you reach your goals as a guitar teacher. It kind of reminds me back in 1969, that was before I was born, but that was when human beings first landed on the moon. The NASA, the United States Space Agency and stuff, they estimated that the Apollo 11 rocket that flew to the moon was off course more than 98% of the time. It doesn't seem like it would be that complicated. Just point it at the moon and keep going that way. But apparently, when they tracked their statistics and stuff, 98% of the time it was off course. And here's something else that you might be able to relate to. Think about your own experience just jumping in your car and driving to work one day or driving to the local supermarket or the grocery store. You know, when you're driving, you don't just hold the steering wheel in one place and then just drive in a straight line from your house to wherever it is that you're going, right? You're constantly shifting course. You're making tiny corrections. You're turning, slowing down, speeding up. And most of the changes that you're making are so small that you're not even aware of them. And we can do the same thing in our teaching businesses too. So you can make changes on the fly as you need to. And the new year is a great time to actually look at some good changes that you might need to make. So if you look at it this way, it's kind of cool because that means every day can almost be like a do-over for you. There's nothing fatal about making a mistake or figuring out that you can do things a little bit better. So kind of in the spirit of all of that, in this episode, I'm going to share 7 things you can focus on in the coming new year that can bring huge returns in your teaching business. These are 7 really cool things that you could work on and see some good results, hopefully. But even just picking a few of these things and working on them, it really could help you double your success, at least in 2013, maybe even more than that. So let's take a look at these 7 things real quick. Let's just jump right in. The first thing you could do in the new year that could help you build your business is to just get started. You know, this one is for all the aspiring guitar teachers out there, or those of you that are beginners and haven't actually started making money teaching yet. So some of you have just been gathering information and just sitting on the sidelines and not actually doing anything yet. And the best thing that you could do in 2013 is just to get off the fence and get into the teacher's chair. Get started. If you're still sitting on the fence, then make a New Year's resolution that you're going to start teaching somebody. Even if you feel like you're not ready to start charging for lessons yet, go out and teach someone so that you can get some experience and some testimonials from it. Could be a family member, could be a friend, could be a coworker. It doesn't matter who it is, just someone that wants to learn the guitar. And you can charge them or you can even do it for free just to get some experience and some testimonials, like I said. But maybe you're still in that information gathering stage that I mentioned a minute ago. You're just trying to figure out what it means to be a successful guitar teacher, trying to kind of count the cost before you take a leap here. Well, if that's you, then include some action along with your learning. Because a lot of times doing something is the best way to learn more about it, actually trying it out for yourself. Maybe you feel like you're stuck with your teaching business or you're stuck in the planning phases and you feel like something's holding you back. Well, if that's the case, then I would encourage you to ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? That's probably what's holding you back. whatever is scaring you, whether you're afraid that you're going to fail, or you're afraid that you're not going to make enough money, or you're afraid that you're going to be rejected, that you won't do a good job as a teacher, whatever the fears are, those things are what's holding you back from being successful. And honestly, fear has a pretty amazing way of disappearing when you actually take action to confront it. It's a really cool thing. So I just want to encourage you, if you feel stuck or you feel like something's holding you back, figure out what it is and then just do it anyway. Okay? Just get started. Just start moving in the right direction. And once you do that, momentum, that really cool, awesome snowball effect of momentum is going to build for you as you start taking action. And honestly, there's no other way for momentum to build. If you're not moving, you can't move any faster. Right? You got to start with taking action and then momentum can build. And as you keep moving forward, that momentum is going to make things easier for you. But it all starts with taking that initial action to get the ball rolling. And then just like the astronauts, right? Remember I mentioned Apollo 11? Well, just like that, once you're moving in the right direction, then make some mid-course corrections as you need to while you're heading down the path. You can always adjust things as you go. Just like the rocket, Apollo 11 mission to the moon that I mentioned, just keep making those mid-course corrections and you eventually get where you want to be. It's amazing. So there's kind of like a little, it's not really a quote. It's more like just kind of an axiom or whatever that talks about this process. And instead of ready, aim, fire, you do ready, fire, aim, and then fire again. So you got ready. Okay, you've been doing research into this stuff. You've been listening to podcasts. You've been reading articles, doing everything that you can, studying, trying to become the best guitar teacher that you could be before you take the leap and do it. So, okay, ready. So now what you need to do is you need to fire. You need to start teaching some lessons and then get some feedback from the people and make some adjustments. You know, listen to them and make the changes that you need to make and then fire again, teach another lesson and see if you could do it a little bit better. That's how you get better at this and make progress and become successful. So if this is applying to you as I'm talking about it here and you haven't read it before, you probably want to check out my free ebook, Teaching Guitar the Smart Way, which gives you an action plan for getting started as a guitar teacher. You can get that at getfreeguitarebook.com. And I'll put a link to this, and I'm going to share a bunch of other links in this episode. I'll put them all in the show notes for you for episode 46. But you definitely want to check out that the free ebook I put together because it has a basic action plan for getting started as a teacher. So it'll help you and encourage you. So that's the first thing you could do is to just get started if you haven't done that already. Okay, the next thing number two that you could focus on to help you be much more successful in the coming new year is to set some daring goals. Some daring goals, not just some goals, but some goals that kind of make you shudder a little bit because you don't know if you can pull them off, right? If you've already started teaching lessons, then you need to make this coming year, the year that's going to really break you through into the success that you want to see. And what you do is you start it with a plan and you set some big goals for yourself. So what I want you to do is to dream out loud here. What kind of things do you want to get from your teaching business over the next 12 months? Is it a certain amount of money? Is it a certain number of students? Is it some kind of programs that you want to implement? Whatever you want to get out of it, think big and dream out loud, and then write those things down and put a due date on them so that you know that you have a deadline to actually see them done. And then you just take that list that you wrote and then you put it up on your wall where you can see it several times a day. I have things like that posted right over my computer because I spend so much time in front of my computer. I can look up and I see my goals and I see the things that I want to see. So it reminds you, it keeps it in front of you so that you actually keep taking action on it and you don't forget about it. And a lot of times, just knowing where you want to go has an amazing way of helping you get there faster. It's crazy. But just figuring things out sometimes is the first action step that you need to take, and everything else kind of seems to fall into place. It's amazing how it works. So if you're new to this, okay, maybe you fall into the category I mentioned earlier, you haven't started teaching guitar lessons yet. Maybe one of your goals is going to be for the coming years to attract your first 10 students. It's not a bad goal, because if you charge $20 per lesson, for example, and you pick up 10 students, that's $200 a week in additional income for you. So that would be a great goal for someone who's just getting started and doesn't have any paying students yet. If you've been teaching for a while, maybe it's time to expand into teaching group classes, for example. And, you know, I got resources that I put together to help you guys with this. I created the Group Guitar Launch Formula training course to teach you exactly how to do that. And just as a side note, that's about to open up again really soon. It's only available a few times a year for people to purchase that. But you can find out more info at groupguitarlaunchformula.com. And again, I'll link to that in the show notes too. But maybe this is the year. I mean, honestly, teaching groups is one of the biggest things you could do to multiply your teaching business. And if you've been at it for a while, maybe that's the next step for you. So my point is, you need to set some big goals. The whole point is to think big. Stretch yourself, and then you'll see what kinds of amazing things are going to happen over the next 12 months. But it all starts with setting some daring goals. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, the number three thing that you can do and focus on in the coming new year to improve your teaching business is to work on yourself. Yeah, I said that. You heard me right. Work on yourself. The beginning of the new year is a perfect time to decide to start working on your own self. So what I would suggest is to make a commitment to spend some time working on your own thinking and working on your own beliefs. Because let me tell you why. Because this one thing can actually have the biggest impact on your success, much more than anything else you could focus on. Your thinking, your beliefs have a bigger impact on your business than your marketing does even. Your mindset is huge. So focus on it this year and say, okay, this is one thing I'm going to try to improve over the next 12 months. So you could focus on personal growth, for example. And if that's what you want to do, the first thing I would recommend is reading a book called The Science of Getting Rich by a guy named Wallace Wattles. And that book was written a long time ago. Mr. Wattles has long since departed from this planet. But that one little book has pretty much revolutionized my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating. I can't recommend The Science of Getting Rich highly enough for anyone who wants to work on their thinking as it relates to the success that they see financially and even in other areas of their lives. And the cool thing about this book, it's public domain. You can buy copies of it on Amazon if you want a paperback or something. But I'm going to put a link in the show notes to a place where you can download a free copy of the ebook version of it. And that's at a website called scienceofgettingrich.net. But I'll link to it in the show notes. And I just want to encourage you just to sign up and get that free ebook and just start reading it. Read a chapter every day. And then make sure when you read it, you read the chapters out loud. So number one, you can hear yourself read it and it has more impact on you. And number two, because the book was written, you know, almost 100 years ago, it's, you know, the language isn't in today's language, but it's still very readable and understandable. But just to make sure that you grasp it, just read it out loud. And then once you finish reading it, then keep reading it again from the beginning. And some cool things are going to happen. You just have to take my word for that and try it. Okay. But once that'll start feeding your positive mindset, okay, by reading that, then you start trying to identify those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. A lot of times what's holding us back from success is just beliefs that we can't have it, that it's not going to work, that we don't deserve it or whatever. You know, so ask yourself, do you operate from a poverty mentality? That just means, do you see scarcity and lack all around you every time you look around? Or is there an abundance instead? Okay. Or are you caught up in unhealthy competition against other guitar teachers in your local area? Do you have maybe a million and one excuses about why you can't succeed? You know, those are all negative beliefs and mindsets and thinking that have to be dealt with to pave the way for you to be successful. Okay. So try to figure out what those things are for you. And then once you know what they are, then you start eliminating them one by one. So you reverse those negative beliefs. If you realize that you operate from a poverty mentality, then you start thinking from a mentality of riches and abundance. If you see scarcity and lack all around you, same thing, start viewing the world through the eyes of abundance. If you're caught up in unhealthy competition where it's really nasty and weird, then, you know, start to see yourself as creating something unique instead of competing with other people for the same students. It's all in your mind. So identify all of those thoughts that feed those beliefs and then assassinate them, right? Deal with them in the most severe possible way and reverse those beliefs. And then you can replace them with gratitude. That's an awesome thing to do. Okay, so that's the piece about personal growth you could work on. You could also look at it from the viewpoint of skills that you can learn and work on too. So some new skills would be, like I just mentioned, start seeing the world around you as full of abundance, because there's no scarcity and there's no lack whenever you realize the true potential that you have as a person and as a teacher and as a business owner. There's really no scarcity there at all. You have everything that you could possibly need to be successful. Okay, you could start believing that you have all the natural talent and potential that you need to succeed, more than you could ever use, because that's the truth. You could start believing that you deserve to be successful. Man, that's a big one that a lot of people deal with. They just don't feel like they're worthy of it. But you are worthy of success. You have a right to be successful. You deserve to be successful. So believe it. Keep saying it until it sinks in, and then you start to act on that. So if you could just work on this a little bit every single day, I'm going to be honest with you. You are going to start to see some absolute miracles happen in your teaching business and in your life. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. It's that big of a thing to work on your thinking and your beliefs and your attitude. Okay, so work on yourself. The next thing you can do, the next way that you can improve your business and be more successful in the coming new year, is to rethink your ideal student. Rethink who your perfect guitar student is. So another thing you could do, you could start looking at all the students that you teach through a different set of eyes. So what I recommend is look at all of your current students and then reevaluate who it is that you want to be teaching. So just kind of size each of them up. Do any of them make you miserable when you're teaching them? Do any of them always seem to be late with the tuition payments? You know, do any of them always seem to be late for their lessons, or they're always canceling their lessons at the last minute, or they're always wanting to do makeup lessons? You know, are any of them, you know, just so irritating that you dread sitting in a lesson with them? Okay, I'm being honest here, because not every student is going to be perfect. It's not going to be a good fit for you. And you don't need to be teaching every student that comes down the street either. You should focus on people that are the perfect fit, that are your ideal students, so that you can be happier and they can be happier and everyone can be more successful. So evaluate them, okay? Then try to figure out what you want out of an ideal guitar student. You know, and I'll give you some of the things that I want out of an ideal guitar student. Maybe, you know, you might have a few other things that are important to you, but I want to teach someone who connects with my teaching style and does well. Okay, I don't want to have any students that I'm teaching that are struggling to pick up the guitar and to learn the things that I'm trying to teach, because they're going to be bad advertising for me. Whenever someone hears them play and they don't do well, or they voice their frustrations, I don't want that attached to me as a guitar teacher, and you shouldn't either. So your ideal student should be someone that connects with your teaching style and does well. You want someone who practices and completes your assignments. Okay, an ideal student is if you tell them, I want you to go pick up this book and I want you to work through pages 3 through 5 and we'll go over it again in the lesson next week. They actually go out and do it. You don't want someone that doesn't value the things that you're teaching. You also want someone who shows up on time. You want someone who pays on time. And I guess even more important than some of these other things, you want someone who refers other people to you. That's a pretty good profile of an ideal student to me right there. So figure that out for yourself and write it down. And then make a list of all your students, like I said, and then rank them according to these criteria that we just talked about. And find out which of your current students are doing great. Which of them are lining up with all of those criteria for your ideal student, and which ones aren't? You know, if you can rate them all on a scale from 1 to 10, then I have something really crazy for you to do. Fire the bottom 10%. of your students. That's right. I said fire them. What I mean by fire them is refer them to somebody else. Okay, this is a bold, positive action that seems counterintuitive, but it will grow your business. It's like you're trimming the fat away, you're getting rid of the excess baggage, the things that are weighing you down and holding you back. And a lot of times those are the lowest common denominator of your students, the ones that are the lowest on the scale from 1 to 10 of being ideal. It does seem crazy, I know that, but the bottom 10% of your students are going to cause the most trouble, and they're going to be a drain on your business. I know it sounds crazy for me to say that, but you got to believe me. And if you don't believe me, then you could try it for yourself if you have the boldness and the courage and see what happens. You can't really help those bottom 10% anyway. You can't. They're not a good fit for you. They're not what you're looking for out of a student. All they are is just some extra money that can easily be replaced with someone that is a better fit. So since you can't really help them, refer them to someone who can. Another thing about that bottom 10% of your student roster, chances are they're going to be your detractors. They're going to be the people that talk bad about you behind your back. They're going to complain about you and things like that because things aren't going that well. Okay, so that means you shouldn't be doing business with them anyway. Dumping the worst of your students is going to eliminate most of your problems as a teacher, and it's going to free you up to attract more of the best ones. So I know that's bold. I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes it's the best thing to do. And I want you to consider that. Figure out who your ideal student is. Gauge all of your present students against that ideal. Rate them on a scale from 1 to 10. And then the ones that rank the lowest, kiss them goodbye. So rethinking your ideal student can really help your business grow in the coming year. All right, the next one is to get more traffic to your website. Get more traffic to your website. Another big thing you could focus on in the new year is to generate more leads through your online presence and your website. And the way you generate more leads through your website is by getting more targeted traffic to your website, getting more visitors to your website. Okay, and it's not just about getting more website visitors. You don't just want people to show up on your page from anywhere and everywhere. The number of visitors doesn't matter. What you need is visitors who are located in your local area where you teach. You need visitors who are looking for the kind of guitar lessons that you offer. And you need visitors who are able to pay you for your services. Okay, so they're in your area. They don't live in another state or something like that. They are looking for guitar lessons and specifically the kind of lessons that you teach. And they have the cash to pay you. Okay, that's what you're looking for in a perfect visitor to your website. And I'm going to tell you how you can do that in a pretty easy way. I haven't spoken much about this in the past, but one of the best ways to get targeted local website visitors is by using Google AdWords. So this is what we call pay-per-click traffic. You probably heard of that before, pay-per-click or PPC. That means your ads that you create get shown for free, but you pay a little bit every time somebody clicks on one of them. So all of the people that could possibly visit your website, you know, a lot of them will see your ad, and if the ad appeals to them, then they'll click on it, and you only have to pay when someone clicks. But Google AdWords lets you create these little small targeted ads that will show up anytime someone searches for guitar lessons in Google, for example. And you've probably seen them at the top and on the right-hand side of Google's page after you type in some search terms and do a search. The top usually has ads, and so does the right-hand side. Well, if you do Google AdWords, then your ads will show up there too. So the cool thing about this is that you can make sure that the ads only show up for people in your own geographic area. That means if you teach guitar in Syracuse, New York, for example, you can set your ads to only show up for people that are searching Google in Syracuse. And they're only going to show up if they actually type in those keywords that you tell it to. So these ads, guys, are cheap and they work. It's amazing. They work so well. The only downside is that Google AdWords, their system, it could be a little bit complicated, And if you don't set it up the right way, you can, if you just turn it on and then don't pay attention to it, you can burn through a lot of money. So you got to do it the right way. That's the only caveat here. And I'm going to have some more resources available in the future to help you with this. But for right now, I want to recommend a great ebook that will teach you everything that you need to know about Google AdWords. It's called The Definitive Guide to Google AdWords, and it was written by a guy named Perry Marshall, an internet marketer. I'll give you a link to that in the show notes, but you could just go to startteachingguitar.com/AdWords, and it'll take you right there. But that ebook tells you everything, all these cutting-edge strategies about how to use AdWords. There's probably more information in there than you need to know, but it will definitely give you everything you need to get started doing local advertising with AdWords. And if you click that link, if you go to startteachingguitar.com/AdWords, you're going to get to Perry's kind of sign up page for more information. And he'll give you a bunch of free info if you join his email list. And that is actually a great way to learn a little bit more about AdWords and how it can grow your business if you're not ready to buy the ebook yet. But the ebook is great. It's not free. You have to pay for it, but it's worth every penny. So you should definitely check that out. I think it's like $50 or something like that. But it's a great investment that will teach you a lot about AdWords and get you going. So like I said, there is a small learning curve with Google AdWords, but learning it is well worth it. And depending on where you live, using this strategy alone has the potential to help you completely fill up your teaching roster. And it could happen in as quick as a month or two if your ads are effective and you take good care of the people that click on them. So Google AdWords, something new for you to check out in the coming new year. Okay, the next way that you could improve your business in the coming new year is to capture more prospects. Okay, I just talked about leads. Now I'm going to talk about prospects. Okay, a lead is just someone that hits your website. You could also call them a suspect, right? You don't know who they are, but you suspect that they might be interested in being one of your students. So what you want to do is convert them into a prospect. So getting more traffic is only the first part of the equation. You need to capture the visitors to your website. You need to capture their contact info somehow so that you can start marketing to them. And the best way to do that is to use an email list. You've probably heard me talk about that quite a bit. And honestly, it's easy to use an email list like this. You just use a service like AWeber, and then you set up a list. You know, you can find out more about AWeber at startteachingguitar.com/AWeber. I'll link to that in the show notes too. It's my favorite tool for doing email marketing. But you just sign up for an account with AWeber, you set up a list, and then you put a small form on the front page of your website. Somebody visits your site and then they sign up for your list. And when they do that, you just converted that website visitor into a prospect. That lead just became an official prospect when they filled out that form and joined your list. And once you have their contact info, you can follow up with them and then you can convert them into a student. Okay? But here's the thing. People won't just give you their email address or their contact info. You got to give them a reason to give it to you. So what you do is you offer some kind of free gift, a free report about how to learn the guitar faster and easier, a series of emails, something like that. You exchange something of value for that person's contact info, and then they tell you who they are and give you permission to market to them. Okay. Once you get them to join your list, you're halfway there. So the cool thing is I put together a special training course that can help you get this going faster and easier. It's called the Email List Training Course, right? It teaches you how to set up your email list step by step, how to get everything working from A to Z. And I have video tutorials that show you how to do it and all of that stuff. And I'll have a link to that in the show notes, but you can get to it by going to startteachingguitar.com/email-training. And you can find out more about that. And it's already very affordable for the value that you get for the course, but I have a special discount available just for people who listen to this podcast episode. You can save 20% off of the email list training course if you use the promo code 2013. And that's only good for the first 25 people that use it. So if you want to get in on this special discount, you got to jump in quick. Okay, so that's how you capture more prospects. You get them to sign up for your email list, and then you turn leads into prospects. And then the last thing, number seven, that can help you grow your business in the coming new year is convert more prospects into students. Okay, do you see the progression here? We're going from leads to prospects to customers. This last way that you can improve your success in the new year is by improving your conversion rates. Once somebody visits your website, they become a lead. Once they join your email list or call you on the phone, they become a prospect. Once they actually sign up for lessons, they become a customer, or what we call a student. Okay, the problem is you can lose a lot of potential students between the prospect and the customer stage. There's a lot of black holes in there that they could fall into, right? Because that prospect, they need to get to know you, they need to get to like you, and they need to get to trust you before they're going to become a paying student. That know, like, and trust process is what happens between the prospect stage and the customer stage. So to make that happen, it's really important to follow up with your prospects to make it easy for them to know, like, and trust you. So what you do is you try to start some kind of conversation with them. You email them. You call them up on the phone. You offer them free information. You know, I mean, you can just think out of the box. What do you do when you want someone to get to know you a little bit better? You talk to them. What do you do when you want them to like you more? Well, you do something for them, right? If you want them to trust you more, then you do something to earn that trust. So the more valuable info you can give them, the more questions you can answer, the more trust you can build, the more likely they will be to sign up for lessons with you. And a lot of you might be in the situation where, yeah, you got a lot of people signing up for your list, or you got a lot of prospects coming in, but not many of them are signing up. Well, that's because they either don't know you well enough, they don't like you well enough, or they don't trust you enough. So that's something that you can easily fix if you're aware of it. So try to think of as many ways as possible to help them get to know, like, and trust you, and then you'll convert them more into students. And man, smart guy that I am, I also put together a special product to help you with this, help you convert your prospects into students. It's called my Email Autoresponder Series. And what that is, it's a series of pre-written messages that you load into your AOLweber account or whatever autoresponder you're using. And those messages will actually can help you to convert your students, to help them know you, like you, and trust you better. They're chock full of all kinds of valuable information for someone that wants to learn the guitar. And each message ends with a call to action for that prospect to contact you about lessons and take the next step. It's designed to help them know, like, and trust you. So you can find out more about that by going to startteachingguitar.com/autoresponder. Okay. And I'll link to that in the show notes as well. And because I'm such a nice guy, the same special discount I mentioned for the email list training course, you can save 20% on the autoresponder series too with promo code 2013-2013. Again, it's only good for the first 25 people that use it, so you probably want to jump on that pretty quick. But the autoresponder series and the email list training course go together hand in hand to help you get this whole conversion into prospects and then conversion into students thing happening and making it work in your teaching business. So that wraps up the seven ways that you can improve your business in the coming new year. Now I have a surprise bonus, surprise for STG All Access members only. And that is I have three additional ways you can grow your teaching business in the coming new year. And that's for STG All Access members only. Okay, that's it for this episode of the free edition of the Start Teaching Guitar podcast. If you'd like to hear this episode in its entirety, full length, and without any commercials or advertisements, you can purchase your own STG All Access membership by visiting stgallaccess.com. STG All Access members get a full-length, ad-free podcast episode every single week, covering more detailed how-to topics, along with access to my notes and outline for each episode. Members also get access to the STG podcast archive, including the first 25 episodes of the podcast that are no longer available to the general public, and access to the STG community forums, where you can connect with myself and other teachers to ask questions and get help with building your own teaching business. Just head over to www.stgallaccess.com to start your risk-free membership today. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I'm so glad you could join me on this episode. This has been the free edition of episode 46 of the Start Teaching Guitar podcast with Donnie Schecksnyder. Until next time, keep on teaching.
Thanks for listening to the Start Teaching Guitar podcast with Donnie Schecksnyder. If you like what you heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, www.startteachingguitar.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out the podcast page on our website to listen to previous episodes of the show. Join us next time for another edition of the Start Teaching Guitar podcast.